from ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. The Louisiana Senate today will vote for the final time on whether the toughest in the nation abortion bill becomes law in Louisiana. Russ Wise has a story from Baton Rouge.
The new rallying cry of the abortion issue is, it's not over till it's over. The effort to override the governor's veto fell 3 votes short of the 26 needed in the Senate, but supporters of the bill have one more chance to block the veto and turn the bill into law. Under the rules of parliamentary procedure, it's to be brought up for reconsideration on Sunday. The abortion bill's author says he's banking that the 3 votes can be found by then, but he's also saying that if he loses on the reconsideration vote, he'll just make plans to bring the bill back unchanged next year. Russ Wise, ABC News, Baton Rouge.
I'll have more news after this.
Hello, I'm 72 years old and I receive Social Security.
Everybody knows that Social Security is there when you retire, but there's more to it than that.
I'm 41, and I get Social Security, too.
It also pays benefits if a serious illness or injury puts you out of work, and it doesn't stop there.
I'll be 16 next month. I've been getting Social Security since I was 3.
Social Security also pays benefits to your surviving family members if your life is somehow cut short. And now you can find out what your Social Security benefits might be with a personal earnings and benefit estimate statement. Write to Social Security, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009 for the form you need to get your own free personal earnings and benefit estimate statement. That's Social Security, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Social Security.
It's not just for retirement. It's for life.
This has been a public service message from this station and the Advertising Council.
President Bush has found an ally in Japanese Prime Minister Kaifu, both opposing economic aid to the Soviet Union until additional reform takes place. We get more from ABC John Bascom, who's in Houston for the economic summit.
Economic aid to the Soviet Union was to have been the hot topic here in Houston, but Japan and the United States have pretty much squelched that idea. One main objection, the Soviets spend one-fourth of their GNP on the military, and until that figure is sharply decreased, giving them money is out of the question.
Bascom says the Bush administration will not object to Japan resuming economic aid to China, even though U.S. sanctions are still in place. Those sanctions were imposed after China's brutal crackdown last year on pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square. The population of Albanians seeking refuge in foreign embassies swelled overnight. ABC's Sue Masterman is monitoring this situation from Vienna.
Hundreds more people have arrived overnight in the compounds of foreign embassies in the Albanian capital, Tirana. There are now over 3,000 in the West German embassy alone, including a baby girl born during the night. The Albanian regime still refuses to allow embassies to fly in emergency supplies.
Masterman says the situation in the embassies of West Germany, France, and Italy is becoming critical, with sanitary conditions described as epidemic-prone. The Albanian government said yesterday the people can leave the country with no fear of punishment, but final plans as to how have not been worked out. Fires, wildfires, are still burning in Alaska. Lightning has set off those fires, ranging from the Canadian border to the Bering Sea coast of the Seward Peninsula. But there is some good news to report in all this. Firefighters are getting some help in the form of rain. Lita Brown of the Alaska Fire Information Center likes that.
It's wonderful. And we did get some lightning, but with the rain, it pretty much snuffs out any kind of new start, so we can really get a handle on a lot of these fires.
At last count, more than 330,000 acres are burning around Alaska in 182 separate fires. U.S. officials reportedly have plans to use last December's invasion of Panama as a model for large-scale drug strikes in South America. Newsweek magazine says, according to briefing papers it has received, the U.S. Southern Command in Panama would coordinate the operation, using the armies of Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia to attack drug targets in those countries. The report says U.S. troops would direct the operation and not take part unless the need arises. This is ABC News. Will Steger, the Antarctic explorer, couldn't believe his eyes. Incredible, he said. Will Steger was not on an expedition, but in his hometown of Ely in the Minnesota Northwoods, where almost all of the town's 4,200-plus people came out to welcome him home. The 45-year-old Steger left Ely last July and served as co-leader of the International Trans-Antarctica Expedition, the longest unmechanized crossing of that frozen continent. Steger says he has no new plans in the moment except to take time off and write a book. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.